support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. European leaders are in Ukraine's capital, even as it faces increased Russian attacks.
This EU delegation making this unprecedented wartime visit to a capital city under siege have arrived in the capital city of Kiev. What's even more remarkable is the prime ministers of the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovenia came by train. They had to go from the west of the country all the way to the center of this war-torn country. The Ukrainian prime minister tweeted, "The courage of true friends." The Czech prime minister said the goal is to express unequivocal support of the EU for Ukraine. Meantime, the siege of Kiev continues with Russian forces attempting to push down from the north and from the east, attempting to encircle the capital city.
Fox's Mike Topin in Lviv. The White House says President Biden will head to Belgium later this month, joining a NATO summit March 24th to discuss Russia's attack on Ukraine. Earlier today, the president signed a massive spending bill that includes more than $13 billion in aid to Ukraine.
With this new security funding and the drawdown authorities in this bill, we're moving urgently to further augment the support to the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their country.
Ukraine says Russia seemed to adopt a more constructive tone in the latest round of talks aimed at stopping the fighting, with Russia ending its demand that Ukraine surrender. One of the makers of the COVID vaccine could soon ask regulators to authorize another dose.
This would be specific to the over 65 age group. Pfizer's CEO was on a weekend political talk show arguing that a fourth dose is needed to maintain levels of immunity.
Fox's Evan Brown. The push comes as many states are relaxing COVID restrictions. There's no timetable for when Pfizer will make the request. Wall Street stocks rallied as oil prices fell. The Dow gained 599. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Sentencing for a Ukrainian-born man who's part of the case against some of Rudy Giuliani's associates after his conviction for campaign finance violations.
Andrei Kukushkin, a Ukrainian-born businessman and U.S. citizen, has been sentenced to 1 year and a day in prison. He was found guilty in October of funneling money from a Russian oligarch to U.S. political candidates who could help a cannabis company he was building with Lev Parnas. Prosecutors had sought a sentence of 51 to 63 months behind bars, but his lawyer proposed that Kukushkin help with relief efforts for the war in Ukraine. Parnas and another co-conspirator, Igor Fruman, are known for helping former President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, investigate then-candidate Joe Biden ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani is not charged with any crimes and has denied wrongdoing. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ride-sharing companies are feeling the pinch of higher gas prices, and it's going to cost users more.
It's not just the higher gas prices that they're dealing with, but it's also the prices of just about everything else that will go up and keep climbing because of those higher fuel costs. And that's exactly what's happening with the rideshare apps. Lyft and Uber, for example, who are tacking on temporary fuel surcharges. We don't know the exact cost for Lyft yet, but we know each Uber trip will cost 45 or 55 cents more depending on your location.
Brady Trimble with Fox Business. Climate scientists at the University of Michigan say climate change is about to make allergy season even worse. The scientists looked at 15 different plant pollens and used computer simulations to calculate how much worse allergy season will likely get by the year 2100. As the world warms, they say allergy season will start weeks earlier and end many days later. And they say it'll be worse with pollen levels that could be as much as triple in some places. The study published in the journal Nature Communications. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.